Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine, as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. I'm Mick Lee. Today we have Dr. Alana Lewis, cardiologist and assistant professor of medicine at Bloom Cardiovascular Institute of Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Lewis, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And it's Heart Health Month, so I wanted to bring you in as an expert at Northwestern Medicine to talk about it, and more specifically, women's cardiovascular health. Can you tell us why awareness is so important?
So the number one reason why it's important is because heart disease is the number one killer for women, and cumulatively accounts for more deaths than all cancers combined. So one in three women will die from a complication of cardiovascular problems. And the reason why it's so important to raise awareness is that a lot of cardiovascular diseases are preventable with the right interventions and screening processes.
And when it comes to something like a heart attack, the typical symptoms include chest pain or discomfort that spreads to the shoulder, arms, or back. But with women, there can be additional symptoms. Can you tell us some of those?
You know, for women in particular, also for other populations like diabetic patients, the symptoms can be a little bit more atypical or subtle. So sometimes it's not always chest pain. Sometimes it might just be a feeling of extreme, you know, loss of energy or fatigue. Maybe you're feeling winded or short of breath when you try to exert yourself, or it might even be stomach upset or indigestion or abdominal pain. Just something doesn't feel right. I think being very attuned to your body and knowing when something feels a little bit off, you know, women and but diabetics in particular need to be aware of that.
We're talking with Dr. Lewis, cardiologist and assistant professor of medicine at Bloom Cardiovascular Institute of Northwestern Medicine. We're talking about Heart Health Month and focusing on women's cardiovascular health. So Dr. Lewis, if somebody is experiencing the symptoms we were just talking about, what's the first step they should take to seek out help?
So I think it depends on the acuity of the presentation. So if someone's having, you know, very sudden onset of new symptoms that kind of came out of the blue, I think that's so urgent that I would just call 911 or go straight to an urgent care emergency room. If you're having more, you know, chronic symptoms that have been a little bit more insidious and kind of developing over time, and you're not yet, you know, say established with a specialist like a cardiologist, starting with your primary care to kind of address your concerns is a great place to start. And then at that point, if they need to kind of refer you on to a specialist such as a cardiologist for additional testing, and that, you know, would certainly be the next step.
What are some of the risk factors for heart disease?
So there's a lot of risk factors for heart disease. And the good news is a lot of them are modifiable, meaning that if we get ahead of them, we can actually maybe, you know, improve their overall heart health and reduce their risk for heart attack or stroke in the future. So one of the big ones to be aware of is hypertension. So that's high blood pressure, which, you know, we sometimes call that in medicine the silent killer. And that's because a lot of times hypertension is asymptomatic, meaning it doesn't cause any specific symptoms until it might be too late, until it's kind of wreaked havoc on different organs in your body. So knowing your numbers, just going in and getting a screening blood pressure. High cholesterol or hyperlipidemia is also a major risk factor for heart disease too, as is diabetes. So knowing your numbers as well in that regard are important. Smoking is a major risk factor to be aware of as well. And then there are some risk factors that are very, you know, specific to women. One being if you've been pregnant in the past and you've had a history of a cardiovascular complication in pregnancy, like preeclampsia or eclampsia, gestational diabetes, that actually could indicate a higher risk for heart disease later on in your lifetime. And then the other thing that's specific to women as well is if you are getting older and are approaching menopause, you know, that change, you know, menopause is not necessarily a specific risk factor for cardiovascular disease, but the hormonal shifts that occur during menopause can actually accelerate your risk factors and actually accelerate the process of developing cardiovascular disease. So that's another one to be aware of. And then one that's just kind of a broad one for everyone is genetics. So if it runs in your family, maybe getting ahead of that and getting screened at an early stage would be good.
So obviously eating healthy and regular exercise are important for good cardiovascular health as well. What kind of foods do you recommend?
Well, what's a good diet? There's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of misinformation out there about diet. But, you know, let's stick to the data, which shows that a Mediterranean diet is really healthy. Low in red meat, more plant-based fish or chicken for protein. Olive oil is great for a number of reasons. Lots of vegetables, less processed foods. And then the other data would support a vegetarian as well as vegan or plant-based diets as well. And there's also great data behind low sodium, high fiber diets. And then as far as exercise, if you're aiming for on the minimum side per week, at least 150 minutes of some sort of aerobic exercise, walking, jogging, bike, just be consistent with that. And then I think that the next thing with lifestyle that's kind of been added to the guidelines more recently is sleep. So sleep is really important for heart health too. aiming for a minimum of 7 to 9 hours and aiming for a bedtime by 11 p.m., there's actually data that it's good for your heart.
And my doctor told me 9 hours of sleep. I'm going to do it. The Dr. Alana Lewis, cardiologist and assistant professor of medicine at Bloom Cardiovascular Institute of Northwestern Medicine. Thank you so much for joining us to talk about this important topic, and happy Heart Health Month.
Thank you. And thanks for having me and for highlighting women's heart health.